What's up, everybody? We're Bearded and Blonde. Hopefully a cool new podcast that everybody can listen to that enjoys doing cool things. We love helping people. We want to bring awesomeness into your life. We want to get you through hard days, tell stories about past experiences, good and bad, how we've managed our marriage, our crazy life with our kids, running a business, retiring from a career. I'm Andy.
And I'm Amanda, and we are so excited to share our journey with you, from tips to getting through holidays with family, to financing and budgeting as a young couple, newlywed, young kids, you name it. But what we're really excited about the most is to bring a little bit of hope and joy into your house, a lot of laughter, and of course, I know a lot of you know our story about Andy's injury that happened 5 months after we were married. So we are so excited that you guys are giving us the opportunity to share more of that with you. We hope that you'll share all of this because it needs to reach someone. For those of you who don't know about my husband's injury, he was a fireman that was electrocuted on duty
in 2012. And that was just a monumental moment in our marriage, just 5 months after we were married. And Amanda was pregnant with the first little one. It was a crazy time and a crazy, it's been years. It's been 7 years since then, and we're still dealing with all kinds of uphill battles. Most recently, we spent some time in Austin at the Capitol fighting for a bill to help first responders. So it just brought really amazing things to us and took a lot away from us. So what we're hoping to do is share some of the experiences on how we reacted, good and bad, how we bonded together after my injury, how we have learned how to adapt and raise a family with me being disabled, and honestly just bring some cool and fun stories to everybody. I guess our target audience is anybody that wants to sit down and listen to a podcast. There's no single person that I think will benefit the most from this. I really think anybody can jump on board, listen to a wild story with my injury, but also listen to encouraging messages on what we've done, what Amanda has done in growing a wedding business and building a wedding venue from the ground up while I was learning how to walk in the hospital, and really what you do, how you hunker down when your family's in need.
Yeah, guys, everyone is welcome here. We're going to turn our story into something positive. And hopefully, if you're going through a tough time, it helps you have the tools and resources to do the same. Because we all know that life happens, and it's not anything you can ever be fully prepared for. But it is something that you can always look for the best in it. And you can always have someone there to reach out to. And at the end of the day, getting through life together is the best way to do it. So we're excited to share how we've done that with you and hopefully bring a lot more of the marriages that are listening closer together and encourage you to keep walking on that trail hand in hand.
Agreed. Hey, you know, marriage isn't easy. Marriage is something that you work at every day. And especially when, you know, one of them's at some point fighting for his life and the other one's trying to figure out, you know, how to help. So we want to bring a positive message. We also have way more topics than just my injury. We've done some amazing things. We've made good choices and bad choices in life. And we have a lifetime of stories to how we got to where we are now. Whether it's having two boys that are fun and fun-loving, crazy little dudes, or adopting our little girl. I mean, it's been an emotional roller coaster, but we're still together. We're still strong. We still love each other. We wake up every day happy, and we, you know, take on every day as a family and as a married couple that is looking to do something good in this world.
You know, I read this quote once that I just think is so great, and we all need to remember, and that it's that it's okay to fall apart sometimes, because sometimes tacos fall apart and we know we all still love those. But really, guys, this podcast is going to help give you the energy to keep crushing it, to keep going forwards. Then no matter what, you can always find something to laugh about. So we hope you tune in, subscribe, whatever it is, and we can't wait to see how our story can bring a smile to your face.
Make sure you buy taco holders next time too, because then the taco fits right in there. And when you're building it, you don't drop as much.
Unless you're me. I make a mess with tacos all the time.
Then get soft tacos.
Oh, yeah. But at that point, you might as well just have a burrito.
It's different. I mean, it's a great concept that you could go into a store and, like, literally the same ingredients go into five different things. But you always pick one to go with, right?
That's true. So more life lessons coming up, guys. Tune into our first podcast.